This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. For more than 50 years, Julian Bond has been on the front lines of civil rights activism in the United States, from his role as a co-founder of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee in the 1960s to his present position leading the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. It's a history that he sees as leading directly to the election of Barack Obama as president last November.
What we collectively did made it possible for someone like Barack Obama to consider running for president and made it possible for someone like him to win. So, yes, I feel very much tied to his candidacy. You know, I'm chairman of the NAACP, and we don't endorse candidates, but I think, like most Americans, we are overjoyed at the fact that he broke through what seemed to be an impenetrable glass ceiling and became the first person of his race to win this office.
Needless to say, getting to that point was a long, arduous journey, one that Bond sees as full of pivotal moments. But if there was a single most important moment in that history, his choice for it would be the 1954 U.S. Supreme Court decision, Brown versus Board of Education.
That decision eliminated legal segregation in schools, and by inclusion, eliminated legal segregation everywhere in the country. Now, as we know, some of our schools remain segregated today. In fact, in California, Latino children are more segregated in schools today than are black children in Mississippi schools. So while we've made some progress, there's still more to be done.
Curiously, since President Obama's inauguration, the subject of his race has drawn scant mention. The change has been so striking that Bond says some observers have even given it a name.
There's something happening here which is called by social scientists the Obama effect. There does seem to be a changed atmosphere in the country about race. Now, how far it's changed, how much it's changed, what the change means, I don't think we know. But surely this is a different country since November 4th than it was before November 4th.
Even if the biggest battles of the civil rights movement are behind us as a society, Bond believes we must continue to push for the extension of those same principles to include anyone facing discrimination.
You can't have economic rights unless you have your basic civil rights. If you can't go to school, the chances of you getting a decent job are severely limited. If you don't have mobility, can't live where you want to, the same thing's true. So I think there's much more consciousness in the whole country now that these are inescapably connected, that they cannot be separated, that you have to deal with the whole person and the whole person's problems. And whether those problems are racial discrimination, gender discrimination, discrimination because of sexual orientation, these are almost the same problem. And each of them calls on us to step forward and say, we're not going to have this anymore.
Julian Bond is still actively teaching at American University and the University of Virginia, so he sees a good sampling of today's student population. His perception is that this generation is once again demonstrating a strong commitment to public service, but he'd like to see that expand to include a greater emphasis on economic justice. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.